Last week's decision by US President Donald Trump to recognise Jerusalem as the capital of Israel set off a wave of anger that's still rippling through the Middle East. At a summit of more than 50 Muslim leaders in Istanbul, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the US had forfeited its role as a peace broker. America's decision is thought to be, in part, a pitch to evangelical Christians, but it's managed to anger Christians across the Middle East. Mark Sofer is the Israeli ambassador to Australia, and I spoke to him a little earlier. Israel has, of course, welcomed this decision by the US, but at the same time, do you believe it was fully thought through?
Well, in all honesty, what has happened is that a recognition of fact on the ground. For the past 70 years, every single foreign ambassador has presented their credentials in Jerusalem. Every head of state that comes to visit Israel on an official basis, and there are about one a month, come to Jerusalem, sleep in Jerusalem, speak to the leadership in Jerusalem. All the seat of government is there. So clearly, we're talking about basically saying that one and one is two. I also believe, therefore, as a result of that, that much of what we are seeing now is a little bit contrived, a little bit orchestrated, and I hope it'll blow over without too much violence of the type that we have seen in Stockholm, where two synagogues were torched by rabid anti-Israel extremists, or in London, where anti-Semitic statements were made in a major demonstration there. These things have a possibility of spilling over, and I do believe that the leadership of the Arab world, the leadership of the Muslim world as a whole, and the entire international community has no wish to see the violence spilling into the anti-Semitic or the anti-Israel field. But that is unfortunately what we're seeing. So I would caution, I would urge caution. I would urge everybody to let's calm down, let's get back to the negotiation table and move on from there.
What do you make of reports that this decision may have been made largely with a domestic audience in mind, evangelical Christians?
You know, I'm not the American president, and I can't speak for him, but I can speak for the state of Israel. And I can say that Israel has never had a capital except for Jerusalem, that the Jewish people have never had a capital except for Jerusalem since time immemorial. And therefore, we are where we are, and for us, it's sort of a natural thing, place to be. And so I think that why he did what he did, for what reason, and what internal, external, or whatever, I would probably wait and ask some speculation or academia or whatever. I think that it was a statement of fact on the ground. It was an important statement of fact on the ground, but it was a fact on the ground.
But aren't you concerned that this appears to have heightened tensions in the region, where tensions are very high already?
Well, I tell you, about a year ago, UNESCO came out with a resolution which stated without compunction that the Jews had absolutely no connection to Jerusalem. That was the resolution that was passed. And I don't recall UNESCO flags being burnt. I don't recall Pakistani or demonstrations in the streets. I think that when issues of this nature come up, of course, it's ridiculous to say that Jews have no connection to Jerusalem. It's ludicrous. But it was a resolution. I think when issues of this nature come up, they have to be looked at in a much more calm, collected, and manageable way. It doesn't harm the peace process in any shape or form. I hope it can kickstart the peace process in the Middle East once again. And I think that what needs to be done right now is urging for calm. So when I hear the Turkish president calling for other avenues of, I'm not sure that will bring around the calm that we all need and the movement forward to bring about peace in the Middle East.
But isn't there a danger it pushes some of your neighbours closer to Iran as a consequence?
No, I don't see that danger at all. I think that
But it's clearly there. I mean, look at what's happening right now, that is a very, very live danger. I mean, you can't say it's not happening because this is the response you're getting.
I can say it's not happening. I don't see any of our neighbours moving towards Iran at all. They are all worried indeed about Iranian struggle for hegemony in the Middle East. This is nothing to do at all with Jerusalem, nothing at all to do with Israel and the Palestinians. This is a much wider issue, which is a discussion for another time. What I do see, though, is that we do have difficulty. There is an approach which has been a negative approach among some of the leadership, not all, in our surroundings. surrounding region. We have to discuss with them. We have to use discourse with them. And I believe that we should be moving in that direction. I don't think it's an issue connected with Iran, which will have its nefarious irredentism, whether they would have mentioned Jerusalem in any shape, way, or form, and I don't see any movement toward it, except for the extremist Shia movements like the Hezbollah and others within the Gulf and elsewhere in the Middle East.
The US has historically been one of the few mediators accepted by both the Israelis and the Palestinians. Who else could play that role, given the response from the Palestinian side and the Arab world to the role of the United States and the role the United States is playing now?
Well, I don't see at all any other mediator in the Middle East.
Well, if one side of this struggle, one side of this division is losing trust in that mediator, then that's genuinely a problem, isn't it?
So I hope that the United States will find its way to rebuild the trust, or if it has dissipated. But I think also that the serious leadership in among our neighbors in the Arab world realize that the United States is the leader of the free world in every possible way, that they have vested interests in the Middle East, that they have vested interest in peace in the Middle East. And so even if they are upset at this or that decision, as we have been in the past, as well, as you know, we have a very strong point of view on the Iranian sanction lifting regime. And I think that we have to find ways of overcoming our displeasure. And if peace is the order of the day, so be upset, but move on. And don't let this turn into violence, and let's have it clearly that we should be in the direction of moving to where we both of us want, which is peace in the Middle East.
Why do you think the US has delayed moving its embassy? Its State Department says it's, you know, going to happen between 6 months to 2 years before it moves.
Well, I can't answer for the United States. As I said earlier, I can answer for what we believe should be, and that is, since it is the capital and of Israel, and everybody recognizes it as such de facto, and moving slowly but surely to de jure, it will eventually happen. Why it hasn't happened, why it will happen, and when, I think that's another issue that should be addressed by the Americans. I think, as far as we're concerned, it could be tomorrow.
We spoke to the head of the Palestinian mission in Australia last week, and they want East Jerusalem as a future capital of a Palestinian state. Is Israel still prepared to consider that?
I think that the issue of Jerusalem, as we have agreed upon in the past with the Palestinians, is on the order of the, will be on the order of the day as we reach that in the stage, last stage of negotiations, as we agreed upon in history, in the Oslo Accords and later. And that is why I fail to understand why this hullabaloo around Jerusalem right now. What will happen later, but right now, a statement of fact that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel really shouldn't shake in any shape or form. Jerusalem has many shapes and forms and many issues. It'll be a very, very, very difficult issue to tackle. Of that, there's no doubt.
But you say it's something for later, but clearly this is where all the tension lies, so you can't kind of put it off.
It's not we saying it's something for later. In the Oslo Accords, it was agreed upon between Israel and the Palestinians and the United States and the international community that it would be at the last stage of negotiation. So it's not Israel that's saying that, and we have to look at what the agreement was between all of us and is between all of us. So that is really not an Israeli statement. So when we reach that phase, we'll reach that phase. Meanwhile, we have other issues also to tackle, including incitement, including terrorism, including a number of other issues, including economic issues, which affect both Israel and the Palestinians, water-based issues. There are a number of things on the table, and Jerusalem will be there, refugee issues will be there, a number of issues will be there, as we have agreed upon between us.
So you're saying this notion of East Jerusalem as a future capital of the Palestinian state is still very much on the table?
No, I didn't say that at all. I said that the issue of Jerusalem as a whole had been agreed upon many years ago, that it would be part of the last stage of the negotiation process. And when we reach there, we reach there, and whatever happened will be happening. I'm not talking in terms of East Jerusalem or West Jerusalem or what will be happening. As far as we are concerned, there is one Jerusalem with freedom of religion for all. But when we reach the stage of peace in the Middle East, then we will be there. Right now, we are where we are today.
Is reviving the peace process and working out a two-state solution a top priority for the Israeli government?
I think it's a top priority for the first of all, yes. Second of all, I think first and foremost, it's a top priority for the Israeli people as well. And I would hope that it's a top priority for the Palestinians and the Palestinian people, though I'm not quite sure whether it is. I think that peace in the Middle East is crucial for us. It's crucial for our children on both sides of the divide. It's crucial for our children's children and future generations. But as you can see what's happening right now in the Middle East, and I say this with a great deal of sadness and with absolutely no glee whatsoever, 500,000 dead, massacred, murdered in Syria, Yemen, plagued by plague, not only by murder. The terrible things are happening right now on, around us, and they have to be settled first and foremost, I think, because of the mass deaths that are going on there, not even because of geostrategic considerations. I think the Iranian threat to the Middle East is serious, to the stability of the Middle East is serious, and something that we have to be facing day by day, and we see them encroaching inside of Lebanon, inside of Syria, and around, and that is a fierce recognized by many in the Arab world. And of course, the Israel-Palestinian issue has to be tackled for the good of all of us. As I said at the beginning, and I'll say it again at the end, yes.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Mark Sofer is the Israeli ambassador to Australia.